Hello everyone, my name is Jessica Mellis-Templeton. I am a breath coach and corporate mental health trainer, and I am joined today by Laura Morgan, co-founder of Paul Morgan and Associates Wealth Management Limited here in Cornwall. Laura, thank you very, very much for joining me today.
Thank you for asking me.
It's lovely. We talk so much, don't we, about well-being. We've obviously been working together quite a bit as well. So we have come together to do a micro discussion, the first of three parts, just talking about mental health and well-being in the workplace, talking about the things that we have noticed working together that could be improved, things that we've been doing, and the ways that we together have been making change to improve the balance of mental well-being and productivity. So, Laura, we've obviously been working together for quite some time now. And it'd be really, really lovely just to tell everyone sort of a bit about your background, because between us, we've got quite a lot of corporate experience, and this is kind of what draws us into these discussions. So can you tell everyone a bit about your background, what you've been doing prior to starting up your own company?
Absolutely. So both myself and my husband have got lots and lots of years in corporate banking. So we both worked for a large national high street bank. And from there, we saw a gap in the market and developed our company in 2018. It was one of those journeys where I'm an arm or whether to do it or whether not to do it. And we thought, yep, let's give it a go. And it's been a learning journey. I mean, I've learned lots on the way. But at what we found was the most beneficial was drawing on all those experience working in a corporate world. Yeah. And what we were going to do and what we weren't going to do.
Yeah.
And one of our big decisions was that we were actually going to do health and well-being and do management of staff and HR slightly differently.
Yeah.
And keep it to a more, although there's corporate roles and structures in place and support for our staff, we're going to do it in a more family-friendly way. And that was where the discussions developed on how health and well-being strategy and what we were going to do and implement for our staff.
And that is something that since the very beginning you were really, really passionate about. So when we started talking about ways that we could work together, you've already had quite a bit in place already, just thinking about well-being, and you've always been really passionate about your staff and creating that work-life balance.
Yeah.
And there's quite a lot of changes that you've made since the time that we've been working together, obviously even before that. So can you explain a little bit about that, because it's been a really exciting time for you all.
There has been lots of changes, and I don't think we've stood still in the last one. This year would be sort of 7 years. But what we have done is we've listened to what our staff want, we've listened to what our clients want, and we've listened to what the company needs. So we haven't, our mantra is never, we're going to do it this way just because we always have.
Yeah.
That doesn't work, I don't believe. So what we've done is evolve and change and adapt. Sometimes it works amazingly, sometimes it hasn't. One of the latest changes we've made in the last year is going to be an accredited 4-day working week employer. We work hybrid and flexibly for our staff. So each of them have different needs. Each of them have different pulls on their time at home.
Yeah.
So we've made sure that we can adapt and we can accommodate some of those needs that ensures that they can continue to perform 100%.
What differences have you noticed?
So the changes, we spent a year consulting with our clients, consulting with our staff, looking at what the business needed. And we looked back at some of the enforced changes that happened during COVID. Now, the company was still very much in its infancy when COVID hit the world. And we were forced to be remote. We were forced to adapt to servicing and looking after our clients in a very remote way. And some of those changes that came out of COVID were really good and really positive. But there's been lots of media reports, there's been lots of change that's happening in terms of pushing the dynamics back completely the opposite other way, where people are pushing their staff back into offices. Now, there's no right and there's no wrong, and every company is completely different. But what we did was we really honed in on what our company needed and what our clients were telling us they wanted. We had a very big office space, which we took on during COVID because we needed to create that space. We needed to have that ability to train our staff, but in a remote working because of the distancing that was put in place. And over a period of time, we didn't need that as much. Our clients were asking our advisors to go back out to their home. The high street was changing again after it did through COVID. So we re-looked actually what we wanted, what our clients were telling us they wanted. And when we asked a big pool of clients what it is that they wanted and whether they wanted us to continue in the office, a lot of them saying, well, we only come in to use the parking, or we only come in for that. So it was, okay, do we really need to have this office space? Why are we asking our staff to travel? Why are we asking them to pay for the travel expenses to come into Truro? And we just spoke to them about the massive impact it would make to them, and that was why we made that change.
I think that's really interesting as well, because you obviously thought a lot about your clients as well as your staff, and balancing that out. And one of the things we've spoken about before is how, you know, you can work for these really large corporates, and we've both experienced being almost part of a tick box exercise. Exactly. It's just something that businesses do to make sure that they can be seen to be doing something for mental health and well-being. But you've actually taken that on board and thought, actually, you're genuinely doing something to really help the business across the board.
Yeah.
That also obviously has that positive benefit for well-being anyway.
Yeah. Very early on, I developed, supported by Katie, one of our team, a health and well-being strategy. And I was quite clear from the start that I didn't want it to be a tick box exercise. I actually wanted to look at what we can do, how we could implement support and structure and change and ensure the well-being of all of our staff, right down from giving them an employee benefit so that they can tap into additional counselling or doctors or optician services, to ensuring that actually twice yearly we put something in place that the team come together and they actually benefit from a sort of health and well-being type of activity, which is where we met.
What is one thing that you feel you would like to see change across the board? So obviously thinking about what you've implemented in your workplace and the experience that you have had in other organisations, what do you think is one thing that we are not doing generally across the board?
As a company, I think that we really need to look at what it is our staff need from us as employers, rather than guessing.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes it's easy just to think, okay, that one size fits all structure will work, but actually sometimes it doesn't. Every single member of staff has a different pull on their life, and I think the flexibility to be able to support them and get the best from them, we've got a saying in the office is happy staff, happy clients. Mm-hmm. And you may have a member of staff that's dealing with something quite traumatic, or they might be suffering with some illness, or just something might be happening. Actually, if you don't understand it and you don't adapt to it, that could have a massive impact on their client experience. Yeah. So we have to really know what it is our staff want. And actually, for staff longevity and keeping staff in the company, to understand our staff better.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Because particularly in finance, is renowned for having quite a high turnover. And obviously since we have met, one thing you've spoken about is you want your staff to stay with you. You put a lot into your staff as well to make sure that that happens.
Yeah, especially happy. In this day and age, especially money is really important and remuneration is really important for staff. But actually what we need to think about is the bigger picture and everything else we can add to them as well.
Yeah, I would love having these conversations with you. We tend to talk quite a lot about well-being, so it's really, really nice to kind of bring it to the camera and to deliver this to everyone else and to share it. So thank you very, very much for joining me today. Please stay tuned for the next part. We'll be talking a lot more about well-being and about the things that we have been doing together to create more change in the workplace. Thank you very, very much for listening.